I'd been hanging around the New York loft scene for years, and I'd seen Luciano Berio and Kathy Berberian performing passionate and barbaric pieces. I'd watched Liz Suedo stand in the center of a loft doing her bird songs. I'd had a violent argument with another musician over a Lou Reed song I loved, which consisted of a single lyric line. I wanted to stretch. On the previous album, I'd cut a song called Hopper Painting that Ron and Richard Davis said was some of the finest truly American music ever made. I'd written it with the intention of not having any static chords. In other words, the chords under the vocal line could change every time I played it. I had a song called Jenny for this album, written when my cousin Jamie was born. It consisted of just one verse and one chorus. I thought it would be interesting to see what would happen if I combined my traditional chords with a non-traditional ear and went with whatever happened. Stan knew Chick Corea, a pianist I'd met briefly. I asked if Chick might be willing to play the piano part as a duet, and we met at CBS Studio B, one of the few large rooms in town that had two grand pianos and a live echo chamber. The engineers placed the pianos face to face, and Chick and I sat down and played, with me singing live as we went. I'd always been fortunate enough to attract great musicians. My recording history reads like a hall of fame, with Richard Davis, Ron Carter, Steve Gadd, Chet Atkins, Victor Feldman, and a host of other great players working by my side. But I'd never duetted with anyone before, and Chick gave me a great opportunity to watch a master at work. He was an incredibly generous player. I don't know how to explain it to someone who doesn't play, except to say that he made me shine. He made me look better than I was. Somehow, he managed to take my piano part and enhance it until I sounded like I played as well as he did. When we listened to the playback, I laughed at one line he'd played and said, "Nice one, Chick." He turned and smiled at me, saying, "That's your line, Janice."